This is Sunny Says So, and I'm Sunny. This is an unformatted work-in-progress podcast that I basically do for my own mental health. I'm going to cover a wide range of topics, sometimes in quickies, other times in rants, and maybe occasionally I'll dive into other topics with a little more depth. Whatever it is, I'm definitely doing it, because I just got something to say.
So I'm just like, there's a whole like realm around our entire existence that begs us to pay attention to the planet. There's climate change talks and all this constant rhetoric about thinking about how I'm guilty of it 100%. I definitely feel like I should be a little bit responsible about how I feel and not feel, but also interact with the planet at large and other people. I'm a mindful person. That's just how I'm made. And meanwhile, we're getting bombarded with wars, inflation, boycotting, courtroom drama, like everything, like there's so much stuff happening around the planet that we have constant access to at all times. And part of me just is wondering when like the next volcano is going to come along and be the distraction of the day, when the planet just, you know, explodes in some part of the world where it does that regularly, and God forbid somewhere it doesn't normally. It's very weird, you know, when you have a volcanic interaction in a weird place. I mean, I don't know about y'all. Maybe I'm crazy. I'm pretty sure there's like a core mantle of heat in the middle of the earth. So somehow that works. I don't know how that works. There's a bunch of scientists that think they know how that works. There's a bunch of movies about going to the middle of it, and it's very different than what we expect, but volcanoes say otherwise. I'm just saying. It's just weird that like we've made the planet like a child, like it needs us to take care of it, because, you know, it hasn't been doing it for long before we got here. I mean, however that worked out. And I spend lots of time of my life explaining weather to a child and how it works and why we can want it to be nicer at different times and why we get mad when it doesn't do what we want. This whole like climate change element that's like invading our lives and constant, whatever, global warming, whatever the fuck they've called it over the years. Global events. There's so many ways to, you know, coin it. And environmentally sound, environmentally conscious. I mean, it's just like, we just like all conform, come together, you know, in a, to offer like, you know, a beautiful, responsible, you know, rebellious, resourceful, resilient sacrifice to the volcano god, I guess. I mean, it's like there's two different kind of mindsets. One is like, you know, we just do whatever we're supposed to and accept it. And the other one's like, we can sacrifice other people. There's very weird thinkings about how this works. Anyways, I guess we all just conform to the norm and hope for the best. I prefer love, survive, and thrive. Y'all take it easy. Talk to you soon.
So I guess that's what I got to say for now. If you're interested in checking out what else I've had to say, I got a website. It's www.sunnysaysso.com. SunnySSO. And I'm pretty sure I'm on whatever podcast app you're using. I mostly listen to Podverse myself these days. This is a value for value project, so I have nothing behind paywall. Mostly because I feel like thoughts someone has shouldn't be paid for to be heard, unless that's the way they want it, or they're dead. and I ain't dead yet. Y'all take it easy. I'll talk to you soon.